You're listening to Kaleidoscope, and I am Juliet Fromholt. Very, very happy to welcome back our good friends. They've been frequent guests over the years, and we are so, so excited to have them back to visit us once again. They'll be performing at the Madden Road Music Festival, one of their very cool events that we're going to tell you more about here in just a minute. But first, we're going to hear some live music from Daniel Dye and the Miller Road Band.
When you're born somewhere, the land runs through your veins. And Ohio is the place where I was raised. With empty railroad tracks and wide open roads, and lazy evenings watching muddy rivers flow. And I miss you, Ohio. Ohio,
oh, I didn't stay, but your memory it carries on. Ohio, I'll be back someday, and I hope it won't be long. Ohio,
now I live in a valley between mountains of concrete and glass. And I'm lost in a sea of lonely faces drifting past. And a bitter wind blows and I've never felt so cold. And gray snow all around makes me feel so old. And I think of Ohio.
Ohio, oh, I didn't stay, but your memory it carries on.
Ohio, I'll be back someday, and I hope it won't be long. Ohio. Now I know that spring is coming soon. And when I close my eyes, I see your flowers bloom. And warm midnight walks where you always see the sky. But when I think of you, I swear I will not cry. But I miss you, Ohio.
Ohio, oh, I didn't stay, but your memory it carries on. Ohio, I'll be back someday, and I hope it won't be long. Ohio.
Through summer's heat or winter's snow,
how firm thy friendship, Ohio. How firm thy friendship, Ohio. Thank you.
All right, this next song is called Saints and Sinners. Andrew's going to grab the banjo. Give him a minute to get this on before I go into it. The Pope flew up to London town, and all the people gathered round, and he listened as they cursed his name, while others said there should be no blame. And was it worth it all that took him there, to the sea of signs and fist in the air? And the saints and the sinners stand side by side, both knowing they are right. They are right. And the saints and the sinners, do they realize, realize there's a story in those eyes, in those eyes. The loafing hero sang his heart, exposing all his fractured parts. But the people wanted songs they've heard before, so he'd give them one and they'd beg for more. And the only ones who ever heard were the few who listened to every word. And the saints and the sinners stand side by side, both knowing they are right. They are right. And the saints and the sinners, do they realize, realize there's a story in those eyes, in those eyes, yes. And yet still we open up our souls, when we know the passions can be cruel. And when I told you that I loved you so, oh, I thought your love for me might show. So I'm praying that it's worth it all, and I'm climbing as I hit this wall. And the saints and the sinners stand side by side, both knowing they are right. They are right. And the saints and the sinners, do they realize, realize there's a story in those eyes, in those eyes. And the saints and the sinners stand side by side, both knowing they are right. And the saints and the sinners, do they realize, realize there's a story in those eyes, in those eyes.
Daniel Dye and the Miller Road Band live on Kaleidoscope on 91.3 WISO. Welcome back / welcome to a couple of you.
Thank you very much. It's great to be here again.
Glad to have you. We've got some familiar faces and a few new faces, but mm-hmm. still all in the family here.
Yep. Yeah, so we welcome tonight Emily, who's the youngest of this crew. She is now part of the band.
Wonderful.
She's the youngest Miller sibling. And then my sister, Sarah, who is the brainstorm behind.
I'm the oldest part of the...
Yeah, I didn't want to say that, but that's okay. Older means wiser.
Yeah.
Well, welcome to you both, and welcome back, Daniel, Andrew, and Thomas. Very happy to have all of you guys in the house tonight. It's been a little while. Tell me first, what has the band been up to since last we spoke?
Well, we've been still throwing shows together. We released the last time we talked to you, I think we just had released a new album. And so we put a little tour together, releasing that up into the Northeast, went to New York and the Boston area. And then since then, we have done shows and we're all here. But the problem is we're all spreading out all over the place. So we still do. We are as much as we can get together. We do shows. So I don't know. What have you guys been up to? You can talk. Andrew is now a working man. So.
I have an internship with a nonprofit in Columbus, a housing developer.
Nice.
So we build houses in neighborhoods with a lot of vacant houses and vacant lots and that sort of thing.
Oh, how cool. That sounds like really, really interesting, exciting work.
Yeah, it is. It can be, you know, it's interesting. And then there's also, you know, the day-to-day, what goes into actually getting a house built, which is sometimes interesting, sometimes not so
interesting. Little of both.
It's a little too interesting.
Welcome to adulthood.
We got to find maybe one of those houses can be a venue or something. I don't know.
There you go.
Yeah.
Is that part of the deal with that? Probably
it
not.
It could be like look a little strange if I would like get a venue built. subsidized.
Yep.
We should go after some arts funding for that.
Yep.
There you go. There are ways. And Thomas, what about you? What have you been up to? If you kind of lean into your gel mic there, I'll crank you up a little bit.
I am a student. I'll be a sophomore in college this year.
So. Nice. Doing the college thing, yep. Sticking to that. Awesome. Very cool. And Daniel, I know that you did some traveling yourself this year, and out of that, I got to hear a song and saw a little story on the Facebook page. So I guess, first of all, talk about the Song a Month project that you've been doing, and then we'll get into the travels a little bit.
Yeah, so we've done two albums, but the songs are coming faster than we can release them, but we don't have the money to actually put together a studio album. So what I've been doing this year has been doing a new monthly release from home. It's called the Raw Singles. What is it, Sarah, again?
Raw Singles Project.
Thank you.
Volume one.
Raw Singles Project, Volume 1. But actually, it's not just from home. It's wherever I go. And I happened to be teaching in Turkey in the spring. And when I was there, and all the way in the east, in the mountains of eastern Turkey, I found these really, really good Turkish musicians who were university students. And we spent one night. We actually got kicked out of a hotel. They came to my hotel to record the song. We got kicked out. And then we ended up finishing it. Of all things, two guitars and a flute, and we got kicked out. But we finished it in a empty building, and that's been fun. It was a lot of fun. These guys were great. They did backup harmonies. They learned the song within 2 hours. And so that's probably the release that you heard. But there's been a new release every month with a little story behind it. That was probably the most adventurous story, though.
For sure.
So. I love that. And just in thinking about how I've seen this band evolve and also seeing you as a solo performer, how cool to be able to sort of see where these songs land and with whom and in mm-hmm. with what configuration. What's that been like as you've been doing this project over the past few months to sort of see what the end result of some of these things has been?
It's been interesting because that song in particular is a song called Singapore that we've worked up as a band. It's quite good. I think the arrangement is quite good. So I had to let that go a little bit and say, all right, you guys, you can do your thing. And they did a great job, but it was a whole different vibe. So one of the things is, I mean, you learn from other musicians and being flexible even as a songwriter. that's been fun. And they kind of had more of a, it almost it was like a gypsy sort of feel or something mm-hmm. like that. That's maybe not the best word to use these days, but I use that in a positive way. Yeah. So,
you're describing a genre there.
A genre, yeah. right. But that's been fun. And then also to, like for this project, Andrew jumped in on a recording, Sarah jumped in on a recording to do with whoever I'm with, and then they add their flavor and their personality to it, which is just kind of fun to lay back. I mean, a lot of these songs, I'll bring the skeleton of a song and we'll jam for a while, and the parts that you hear are parts that they've worked out in their heads as well. So it's been fun to see everyone evolve as musicians.
And it's certainly interesting to hear sort of the different dynamics that even the kind of core group can bring to a song, because I've heard you do Saints and Sinners. You've done it on this show before, mm-hmm. but it sounded different with the different harmonies and things like that this time. Mm-hmm. Do you find that the songs are always kind of evolving and shifting and changing depending on who's available to play and you know where mm-hmm. where the band's at any given point?
Yeah, and what happens, it's kind of unfortunate, but you get a little bit tired maybe of one arrangement of it as well. And like, for example, Andrew started, he's been learning clawhammer banjo the last year or so, clawhammer style, and then he thought, I'm going to throw in some banjo for this instead of the cajon. And it kind of brought it to life again. So it definitely changes. And that song probably is the one song that we play just about every gig. It's the only song that probably makes every gig. So maybe we were getting ready for a different version of that. So, yeah.
It might be evolving again by the next time
you're
here.
Right, yeah.
That's fair.
Look in the grand piano for that.
Oh, man. So you mentioned that you've been writing songs faster than you can put them out. Tell me about some of the new material you've been working on. I know we're going to hear a couple here in a minute.
Yeah, so we're going to do a couple songs from the monthly release project. And this first song that we're going to do is called Saddest City in the USA. And I don't know if – I live in Springfield, Ohio. In Springfield, Ohio, we won an award in 2011. The Gallup Poll named us as the saddest city in the USA. So that's how this song came to be. But Springfield is actually quite beautiful. It's a lovely place. So I don't want to – I want to preface this before this song. How this song started, though, there is a guy that walks around Springfield who – he's an older – gentleman who pushes an empty wheelchair around, and I was thinking about him, and it's a sad sight in a sad city. So that's how this song came to be. So the little stories about within this song are, you know, mostly quite true. So about Springfield. So
well, yeah, can we go ahead and hear that one?
Let's do it.
All right.
There's a man walking up and down my street, pushing a wheelchair, dragging his feet. The wheelchair is empty and he's not okay, and it's the saddest city in the USA. This ain't speculation, it's a fact. 90,000 people nearly cut in half, and every second job taken away from the saddest city in the USA. We've got a shopping mall where no one shops. We've got a downtown where no one walks. We've got old timers who talk of the day before the saddest city in the USA. And at the edge of town, we've got a lake, but swimming there is just another risk you take, because the water's poison, it's what the papers say, in the saddest city in the USA. And sadness, a beauty in grit, a beauty in something that just won't quit, a beauty in people who are bound to stay in the saddest city in the USA. And that man keeps walking up and down my street, pushing a wheelchair, dragging his feet. The wheelchair's empty, just another day in the saddest city in the USA. Oh, I'm gonna need a witness.
There's so many things to share. And memories are more vivid when there's someone around. Someone who's almost always there. And I'm gonna need a friendship. Someone who'll listen in. Tell me your stories and I'll tell you mine. Time after time after time after time.
Daniel Dye and the Miller Road Band live on Kaleidoscope on 91.3 WISO. And that was another new one, yeah?
Yeah, yep, another new one from February, Valentine's, the month of, what is that? Valentine's Day, March. You're supposed to think before you speak.
It's been a while.
Yeah. that beloved holiday, Valentine's
Day. There you go.
Day.
So, Emily, I want to ask you, as the newer member to at least this configuration of the band that I've seen, but I'm guessing you've been playing with all of these folks for much, much longer. What's it been like for you to sort of join the group and start playing with these guys?
Well, it's a lot of fun. It's been a little bit hard to figure out what to do with Carrie because we play the same instrument and stuff, but I think we're working it out, and yeah, it's fun. I love it.
Very nice.
Yeah, Emily has killer vocals again. Another sister with great vocals.
So. I know these harmonies. Yeah. You guys are killing me with these harmonies. They're amazing. and Sarah, I take it that you have been singing with this guy for a long, long time.
A long time. We're the youngest two siblings out of six kids, so we followed in the footsteps of our older siblings and carried on the tradition and sang, still singing together.
Yep.
Yeah, so.
So there'll be some other Dyes in the mix on Saturday as well. Some older, almost every, I think, 5 out of 6 of us will be there for the festival. So
awesome.
At some point we'll be singing together as well.
Yeah.
So if you're out there, you'll be singing with us.
Are you listening right now?
Newsflash. Well, that sounds like it'll be, you know, that's hearing all of you guys together sounds to me like worth the price of admission in and of itself. But let's talk about the Madden Road Music Fest. This is the festival that you guys kind of put on as a band hosting friends and colleagues at your venue there in Mutual, Ohio. But tell me about what we're going to see and hear this year.
So the festival's grown. We moved it to the farm last year. We outgrew the music venue for this. We still do some shows there in the old music hall. But yeah, we're going to be hearing some WISO favorites, like William the Accountant will be there, Bob Lucas, The Florals, The Great Wide Open. I know they've been on this show.
Absolutely.
And then quite a few Columbus bands like Hebdo, Matt Monta. There's Jill and Micah, who kind of go back and forth between both worlds. Zach Whitney will be there as well. And then so we have some local talent, Joelle and Trudy, some of the Kurtz sisters will be there. So, yeah, it's going to be – we have, I think, 11 acts, and there will be nonstop music throughout the day. So yeah.
I love it. I love it. And this thing is growing. I mean, I can remember you first come in and telling me about it, and it was, you know – small and developing, but it's really growing both space-wise, I know, because you've moved to the farm, but also just in reputation. What's that been like for you over the years, sort of watching this grow and emerge and evolve and become, you know, a recognized festival in our music community?
Well, I remember one of the first conversations I had about this was with Andrew. We were out by the pond years ago. You were just a little guy. Practically. Knee high to grasshopper. No, and we were out there with the final. We said, man, could you imagine if we had a music festival out here someday? And that was probably 10 years ago or so. And it was sort of it felt like something we were just talking about. So to have that dream become a reality has been, yeah, it's been really fun. And then to just see the community come together. Other people get excited. Local people, like good food, good vendors are coming with food. I mean, just everyone's excited. And, yeah, it has a lot of soul, this little festival. You know, we're not Bruce Springsteen, but you might not know our names, but there's some really good music and hidden talent here in the throughout Ohio. So yeah, it's been great.
And I have to say, following in the fine tradition of other music festivals, you know, I was talking to Brad Denson a couple weeks ago about Miami Valley Music Fest, and he said, yeah, you know, we started out in a parking lot behind a church, and now, you know, here we are, this you know, big event. It's so cool to see all of these different festivals and events at these different stages of development and how they all seem to complement each other really well within the community.
Yeah, and, you know, there's so much talent, and this is such a big area spread out here. I mean, I don't know how big – I think you have a million people in your – at least a million people here in your listening range.
No pressure.
Yeah, don't think about that.
Right. But yeah, just to think about all those, it's kind of there's room for everyone and all these festivals. And
yeah, and I think the distinctive thing about ours is that we call it a micro music fest because the intention is to kind of keep it truly local and bring communities together. Daniel points out that Mutual is a geographical sort of crossroads between Dayton and Columbus. And so it's really neat this year because we have musicians from Champaign County, which is where the festival is held, and then, as Daniel mentioned, Dayton and Columbus. So it's a really intentionally small event sort of to complement these more urban festivals that are great in and of themselves. So we're trying to kind of keep that rural flavor while providing a great listening experience, you know.
And what a great environment for this type of music. Not to say that all these bands are the same at all. I mean, even just like comparing and contrasting you guys and William the Accountant, there's a vast difference there. And yet in the type of setting where you guys are presenting music, what a cool listening experience for the audience members and for the other band members too.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, if you're like me, you like all different kinds of music. I mean, I play this kind of music, but you listen to different styles, so you'll have a little bit of everything at this festival. So yeah.
Very cool.
And I know it's a word that's thrown around a lot, but for us, it's important that it be sort of authentic. So that's kind of what connects all these different musicians for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So if you had a radio hit, don't even bother. We're going to reverse that dynamic.
But then again,
but we might consider it. We might.
Depends.
Exactly.
We are talking about the Madden Road Music Festival. It is August 15th. It is in Mutual, Ohio, and all of the details are at maddenroadmusic.com, and we've got some links up on our Facebook page as well to connect with Daniel Dye and the Miller Road Band and some information on the festival. We're at facebook.com/kaleidoscope radio, but make it a point to go out there to Mutual, Ohio this Saturday. The festival is from 2 p.m. to 10 p.m., and there are some mighty cool bands that are going to be performing. Daniel Dye and the Miller Road Band, of course, the Florals, Bob Lucas and Friends, the Great Wide Open, William the Accountant, and many, many others. And what's next for the band after you get through your big event? What is the fall going to be looking like for you?
Yeah, we have quite a few different festivals we're doing. We're doing the Cover Bridge Bluegrass Festival in September, and the Ohio Fish and Shrimp Festival, and the Rhythm and Roots Festival, and a lot of small town festivals in the area. And because now we're in Columbus, two or three members are in Columbus. We're doing some Columbus and Dayton shows as well. So we're the festival kind of makes sense because we're in both worlds a little bit. Mm-hmm. But I noticed that the Columbus musicians and the Dayton musicians are kind of in separate worlds. So we're moving back and forth and
bridge
hoping,
that gap.
Hoping to bridge
that gap.
Yeah. So, and then I think right now I'm working on a side project with Sarah as well, a little EP we're working on this year. And then the attempt is to get our third album next year. We have a lot of songs that need to be recorded. So yeah. And Emily will get in the mix on this one, hopefully.
Wonderful, wonderful. Oh, I'll be excited to hear all of that, definitely. Well, we are talking to Daniel Dye and the Miller Road Band. Links to connect with them are on our Facebook page. But come out and see them on Saturday, that's August 15th, at the Madden Road Music Fest. That's in Mutual, Ohio. Details at maddenroadmusic.com, or there's a link on the Facebook page. Lots of cool kaleidoscope bands and some new faces, probably new to you sounds. So definitely worth checking out. But before you guys go, will you play one more for us?
Yes, we will. This song is called Can't Stop This Love. And I just want to thank Hemisphere Coffee Roasters and Fairborn Natural Foods, because they have been really helpful in getting the live music out there as well. So I wanted to thank them. And this song is called Can't Stop This Love. And I also want to really thank you, Joliet, and Kaleidoscope for your ongoing support, for playing our music, for inviting us here on the show. It's been delightful once again. So thank you very
much.
It's
always my pleasure. And thank you for playing the song, because this is my favorite.
All right. So we want to end with the grand finale. So Thomas will start us off here on the cello. Picking up the pieces for years now, and even so we've only scratched the surface of our tears now. And if the future is anything like the past, we'll be facing fears now. But you can't stop this love. No, you can't stop this love. No, you can't stop this love. No, you can't stop it. And I still don't have a dime or a nickel to my name now. But taking this in stride without you wouldn't be the same somehow. And I'd be lying if I claimed that we never had to stoke the flames now. But you can't stop this love. No, you can't stop this love. No, you can't stop this love. No, you can't stop it. You can't stop this love, oh, stop this love. You can't stop this love, oh, stop this love.
You can't stop this love, oh, stop this love. You can't stop it. The storm clouds have come in heavy about every day now. But my mama told me, son, you know, it might be this way now. And splitting and splintering, no, that don't ever pay now. But you can't stop this love. No, you can't stop this love. No, you can't stop this love. No, you can't stop it.
Daniel Dye and the Miller Road Band live on Kaleidoscope on 91.3 WISR. Check them out this Saturday at the Madden Road Music Festival in Mutual, Ohio. It's from 10 to 2, and we've got all the details up on our Facebook page, facebook.com/kaleidoscoperadio. You guys, thank you so much. It's always a pleasure having you here.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Daniel Dye and the Miller Road Band live on Kaleidoscope, and we've got all the details about the Madden Road Music Fest on our Facebook page. That is this Saturday. Be sure to check it out. This is Kaleidoscope on member-supported 91.3 WYSO Yellow Springs, Dayton, Springfield, and online at wyso.org. WYSO is a community service of Antioch College for the Miami Valley and beyond. Let's take a listen to one of the other bands that's going to be playing this Saturday at Madden Road Music Fest in Mutual, Ohio. Here's William the Accountant.